September 15, 2022. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is Al-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Wahiduddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradiomaradspeaks.com and you'll be able to listen to the ones that you have missed. Once again, we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulih al-kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 213, man, community was one. And this is the language that's freeing us up to live with each other as one community. Yes, God said, and your community was once one community. So this Al-Fatiha comes to prepare us for that. Al-Fatiha, we can discuss this until next year, this time, if God keeps us awake and keep us on this floor and sustain us. It is so rich and so full of so many things, it would take volumes and volumes. Many have written volumes on these seven verses. So be patient with me, and we are going to complete this and go to something else, but it might take a little longer because the sun may rise. In fact, the sun is rising now. It is almost 7:30 a.m., so the sun will rise, inshallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a good time for the sun to rise at 7:30 a.m. So this verse, we have made some comments on it, and I think you understand clearly what I'm trying to pass on to you. So body from, form, cross, balance is at the shoulders. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 102, die not except as Muslims. So when you are looking at man with connections of matter, the earth that he is born out of and live up and work upon, work with, look at man separate from the earth. The balance is here at the shoulders, and at the base is the feet. So it is still a cross, isn't it? So actually his own posture in the upright position is a cross, and God says, die not except in the state of a Muslim on the cross, but not that cross that they are talking about, the cross of the balance of life for human beings. Die not except in the balance that God wants for your life. Die in that upright state, in the balance. And it just doesn't mean die physically. It means do not give up your consciousness to something else, to another idea, to another person. Do not give up your consciousness except that you be upright and in the balance. So path, one, sirat refers to composite soul, path of knowledge, brain. Two, sabil. So the word for path is sirat. But there are other words for path. God's path is referred to most often as sabil, not sirat. So sabil is a very general term and used for God to include all that man's life needs to reach where he is supposed to go. So the guidance for the whole life to help man arrive where he is supposed to go is the sabil of God. So in the path, we have obligations to give charity, to defend the faith, to do many things in that path. But this term, sirat, is referring to human life. the soul, complete human life, and the intellect, the whole composite creature. With all these systems that I referred to last night as different lives, as different lives in him, moral, mental, life, etc. So this Sharat is really a path of knowledge. It's more than that, but strongest references to the path of knowledge, the path of the development of your brain, so your human intellect. So this is the path for the development of your human as a rational being with an intellect. So it is Sharata Mustaqim. Now, you can understand why it's vertical. We start on the ground, and we go up from the base. That's a vertical growth. But don't forget the movement is also horizontal because we move. We do not stay in one place. Now we can understand that this is the path of those that God favors with the immediate reference to Abraham. Na'im blessing, and then it is also Barakah, but it's bigger and richer and more inclusive than just blessings that we see in the world. In the word, Barakah. So we say Ramadan Mubarak, right? That's from Barakah. Na'amah is the blessing that comes after the cut-off from the blessings, and we're still looking at it in this big picture. So this is not just blessings of health. God bless me with health. I don't have a cold, the flu like every day here. I don't have this disease or that disease. So that is a blessing too. But this is a much bigger blessing than that. This is the blessing that man needs to stand his life for in this world and to have it at peace, a peaceful existence and a prosperous life. So this is the blessing after it has been cut off. The Quran Surah 31, Ayah 13, oppression, worst form of is shirk. Abraham's father prayed, then left. So Abraham was the one referring to because his father was a wise, powerful man. He was a ruler in the time of Abraham, but his father was also an idol worshiper. And it was God who guided Abraham to rebel against the idol worship of his father. Shirk idol worship is the worst form of oppression. Abraham was given wholeness for his intellect. So we have a figure in Adam that was whole, complete, and perfect in his creation, but in his consciousness, he was not. In his intellect, he was not. He had yet to reach the destination. So Midla, universal hope, Sunnah of Abraham. The Quran, Surah 16, Ayat 123, follow Abraham's way. So Abraham comes and he gives himself to God, and the world is demanding now this universality in his day. So the world was demanding that universality that makes it possible for man, for all men to live and work together in peace as brethren, and God gave it to Abraham. God says in the Quran, you are the leader of the nation, and refer to his way as a sunnah, the sunnah of Abraham, the upright in faith. Much is to be said about this. So I hope I don't hold you like I used to do on Stony Island. That punishes me and you. So the middler of Abraham, this term middler, means a hope. They translate different ways. They say the order of Abraham, but literally means a hope of Abraham. God opened his eyes, and he saw where mankind should go. And it was his hope. But how to get him there? Others were to inherit that responsibility. And so the way is shown how to get there. So we have the Sunnah of Abraham, the upright in faith, and then we have the Sunnah of Muhammad, which we will come back to, inshallah, Allah, maybe. Wrath, the path of whom you'll bestow favors. Your grace, favors, your blessing, not the way of those who earn your punishment, not those who invited your wrath, or your wrath came down on them. Now, who earned the wrath? Those that didn't see the big picture. The wholeness of matter, the wholeness of the life for human beings, they didn't see the big picture. And because they missed it, the big picture, they didn't walk the path of rational intellectual growth and development. They thought they were on it, but they were not. And really, the great wrath came upon them because they got off of the path. In the path, it is the mercy and grace of God. Out of the path is the wrath and the punishment. Yes. So punish is from man's own creation. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 117. Allah wrong not but from self. So don't think of God as someone with a whip in his hand. That's not the God. The whip is in your creation. And God says it is not God that harms you. It is you that harm yourself. You have wronged your own soul. We need a picture of God's existence and purpose that doesn't do a disservice and a discredit our own intelligence God created us with. Look how long mankind been living with a picture of God that actually does a disservice to his own intelligence and disrespect his own intelligence. A big disrespect. Man has been created to have more intelligence than that and to have more sense than that. To not be accepted to stupidity, ideas that goes contrary to the direction, excellent life for his excellence, heart, soul, and spirit. Taqilan means heavy weight. The Quran, Surah 73, Ayat 5, we send down a weighty word. So this is a big matter here. So this is no small matter. That's what I'm trying to impress upon you, brothers and sisters. This is no small matter. This is a big matter. And God says we are going to entrust to you a weighty word, not a light word, a heavy word, weighty word. So this is no small issue. So when you know religion in the right way, you are supposed to be builders of the world in service to God. That's what you are supposed to be. So you can't be satisfied just to have hymns and books and dhikr, eat and go to sleep and have sex like a dog or a cow or something. You can't be satisfied with that. This religion opens up your mind and make your mind as big as the sun. And the sun is rendering a great service to life on this earth. Khalifa, Allah says, I am making man, not let us make man. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I'm going to place a Khalifa in the earth. Genesis 1:27, let us make man. I mentioned it many times, tell you again, because I just read this more and more. I'm beginning to understand what Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him, was saying when he said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the archangel Jibril his creation. It is important to know how he addressed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel said, Rabbi, my Lord. Rabbi, he did not evolve himself, God evolved him. So nothing exists until God thought that into existence. So God was existing alone. So this is the teachings of the prophet, the mystic, and all of the right rightly guided servants of God. That God extended alone, existed alone, pardon me, before there was anything. It did not say angels were existing. So where did they get this idea that the angels were existing? God says, like us, make man, let us make man. In the Bible, not in the Quran. In the Quran, God says, I am making man. It did not say, let us, to correct that idea in the Bible. So in the Bible, it says, let us make man in our own image and likeness. In the Quran, it says in Arabic, inna ja'alun fil adi khalifa. Inni ja'alun fil adi khalifa. Surely I am making on the earth a khalifa. It did not say we. That has direct reference to what the Bible said. So khalifa is from the word meaning past, Adam's life. So the Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. The Quran Surah 27, Ayah 62, I am making a khalifa in the earth. The Quran Surah 18, Ayah 110, I am immortal like you. John 14, 20, I in you and you in me. So we have Adam as our first father, and he is called Khalifa. Where does the word Khalifa come from? It comes from a word having in its meaning the concept from the past, in the rear, behind, not in front. It did not have these terms we have science nowadays, or pardon me, since nowadays, like the term inherent, native, my native life, my inheritance, hereditary. Hereditary means getting it from the past. We say in science, this is hereditary traits, a hereditary aim in human life. So when we say that we are meaning that it is something that we did not come here with, except from our parents who were before us, we received it from them. We inherited it, or we got it from their genes, from their natural life form, got it from their previous ancestors before them. And it traces all the way back to the beginning of time, and we say Adam. It goes back to Adam. So the world of science is saying the same thing, that God says, when he says, I am making in the earth a khalifa, I am making an inheritor in the earth. Later on, God speaks of inheritors, but he first mentioned khalifa. So which tells is that the meaning of being behind us, not in front of us. That is the phrase, Unsur Kali, that means look behind you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the Khalifa, and if Adam is man, was made to be a children have the potential, have the possibility of being Khalifa. Every human being is made Khalifa, but some of us are not brought to see that or to see ourselves in the mold consciously, so we are not consciously aware of it, but it is in our nature. God has made no human with something that the other human beings did not have in their nature. So whatever Allah made any human being to have in his nature, he made all human beings to have that in his nature. Hence, Jesus Christ said, I in you, and you in me. And Muhammad the prophet was told by God to say in Arabic, "Qul anna basharun mithlikum." Qul anna basharun mithlikum. Translated, I am a mortal human person like you. Meaning who, whatever you are created, your natural creation, is the same as my natural creation. So that makes sense to me, and I like that. My mind do not have to be painting. I do not have to be hurt I do not have to hope that I have something else said to me behind that so I can get rid of this feeling that makes me suspect that I should not listen to you anymore. So I see human beings, I see birth of human beings, and my own intelligence tells me that all human beings come here alike. They do not come here superior to one another. It is the opportunity they get in this world that makes some excel and some do not because of the bad circumstances or good circumstances that they get in. So this world. So this is what comes to my mind. As an intelligent person, all of us should pride ourselves as being intelligent. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made no other life, like human life being so intelligent. So we should be appreciative of this special intelligence that God has given us, and we should respect it and value it. And we should be conscious of ourselves and our intelligence value and our brain value more than our joint value. Adam, man's pattern existed before he was created. The Quran Surah 3, Ayat 96, Kaaba built for all mankind. The Quran Surah 9, Ayat 107, prayer in the mosque built on taqwa. So we offer the following to you who love truth, God says, of that house that is the first and the most ancient of houses built for all people. And then he says that I am making a khalifa on the earth, and here is another symbol whose existence goes back to the first man and then goes back to the creator. So his model, his nature, his form was with God even before he was made. Before he was made, his form or pattern was with his God. So the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, next refers to the non-physical person. So he made them one soul. Next means person. But in the respect, is never thought up as physical or material person, not as flesh. The flesh body is called something different, like in English, we say person, body, etc. So we have different terms. We say body, and you think of a material body. So when you say person, you think of a particular person by name. So when you speak of a person as persons, you speak of them with some knowledge of them as a person, and if you have knowledge of them as a person, your knowledge of them as a person is more important than your knowledge of them as flesh. I can see a person one time and see what you have been seeing for 50 years, and I don't need to see anymore. I saw his flesh, and it was enough for just a couple of minutes. And I don't have to see his flesh for 50 years like you did. But you have seen what I have not seen if I am just meeting that person physically. You have seen the person inside of the flesh. And that is what this is talking about. So each person has a psyche and a psychology. Nefs is from the same word that you get the word psyche and psychology. So this word nefs in Quran and the Arabic language is more closely related in meaning to the psyche of the human person than it is to anything else. And you know from psyche you get psychology, and psychology does not always refer to the study of a mind. Each one of us have our personal psychology. For each person, it is a psychology, not only a psyche. Psychology refers to the responding spiritually. Psychology means the way you are most likely to respond and behave spiritually. So this is why I said you are a spiritual body more so than a material body. So in the world, we study it and we call it psychology. In religion, we call it spiritual science. So the spiritual science of the human nature and behavior is from Nefson Wahida. He made two from one soul. We have to get away from thinking that Adam and Eve, in material sense, flesh. A lot of the students of religion have come up with those wrong ideas. So Iblis was not a true angel. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, will you create one who will shed blood? The Quran, Surah 7, Ayah 12 to 13, Iblis refused to bow. You made me fire him mud. The Quran, Surah 15, Ayah 28 to 31, angels submitted to Adam, not Iblis. Al-Hadith, page 3, 131 to 1 to 7, Prophet Jinn became a Muslim. Angels do not reason or question. Jinn performs an angel, and Jinn questions reasons. So the story of all the trouble that we are addressing during these 3 days of Ramadan, during these sessions, it started with someone who is the leader over the angels in heaven. So he was not a true angel. He was a jinn, but he was performing in the role of an angel. Now, how is it possible that a jinn can be the leader for angels? As long as he has no wrong in him, he is superior to the angel if he can perform on the plane of angels. And he is a jinn. He is superior to them because he can perform in their role as angels, but he has a role that they can't perform. So they cannot question things. They can only respond to what God wants without reasoning or questioning things. But the jinn is like human. He's rational. He can question things. And he is also capable of performing as an angel. He has the advantage over the angels, who can only perform as angels but can't question things. So the superiority is very clear when God says, I'm going to create a mortal human being, meaning that he will be like the jinn and that he will have the ability to examine and question things and come up with his own independent decision. But he will have human nature, not jinn nature. So human reasons, and it is a sensitive and sympathetic. So human nature means he will be a sensitive creature. And sympathetic, human being is going to be different creature from the angels and that he can question and reason. And he wants to grow in understanding and knowledge. And he's going to be different from the jinn and that he will be sensitive and sympathetic. He will have compassion on the little guy, sympathy on the suffering. He will be different from both of them, the angel and the jinn. So when this was announced to the angels by God, the jinn Iblis, who was performing as an angel at that time, he was an angel whether you can buy it or not. I don't have enough time to deal with all of these little small things today. At the time, Iblis was performing in the role of an angel. And when he was an angel, but he wasn't an angel by creation, he was an angel by circumstances. Circumstances had put him with angels. So he was performing as an angel, but when the test came to see if he was really truly an angel, he couldn't pass it because he was a jinn. He could think and reason it. So when his thinking came into the picture, he said, no, I am not going to accept this. I am better than these creatures. I am the leader way up here above all of them, down there. Are you going to choose something that doesn't have my wisdom, my knowledge, my skills, my ability? And I have been faithful to you, God, up here with the angels. I've even kept them for you. But God said, when I have breathed into him of my own spirit or inspired him of my own self, then you accept him. You submit to him. So it made Iblis arrogant and defiant. In Arabic, it is Abbas Wastakabira. Abbas Wastakabira, which means he defined the order and he became proud and arrogant. He saw himself to be too big, submitting to what he was asked to do. So God said, get you down from here, all of you together. So the angels and the jinn and the men were cast down. The Arab word is kubad, means together. Like an organized group in an organized form, they were cast, a rebellious jinn in the life of all human beings. Because the only ones who were up there was the Father. We had not been born or came into existence yet. All of us came from the ones he cast down along with the jinn and the angels, too, that rebelled. If any rebelled, they were cast down. So you know the story very well. We know the angels, they accepted, but they were very hesitant and questioned it too. But they finally accepted God's will. Every angel that questioned God's will and said, what would you create something that is going to make trouble in the earth and cause bloodshed? Everyone that responded like that was not a true angel. Jinn, devil, and each person. So it wasn't just Iblis, a jinn up in the heavens. There were some others up there not knowing that they were not angels and performing in the role of angels. They disobeyed, questioned God's will and authority, and he said, get all of you down in the earth. Nothing has changed. There is a big devil bigger than all of us, big like Iblis. And there are a lot of little devils, and they are in you, in every one of us. A devil is in every one of us, and that devil is the one that interferes with your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know he comes up in your mind. The more you accept him to entertain your mind of your thoughts, the more powerful he gets in your life, and pretty soon you'll be losing your obedience more and more and becoming far and further away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as guidance for our life. So be aware of that. Nothing has changed. There is a big devil bigger than all of us, big like Iblis, and they are a lot of little devils, and they are in you, in every one of us. A devil is in every one of us, and the devil is the one that interferes with your obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know he comes up in your mind. The more you accept him to entertain your mind or your thoughts, the more powerful he gets in your life, and pretty soon you will be losing your obedience more and more and becoming far and further away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as guidance for our life. So be aware of that. We don't call it devil in a person, but if you are speaking bad, ugly things to you and testing your morals to see if you do wrong, believe me, that is more than a jinn. That is a devil. For some of you might not have that much trouble. All of us have a jinn. They were passed down right with us. And Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, was teaching his disciples, his followers, and one of them said, what about you, O messenger of God? He said, I had a jinn, but my jinn became Muslim. So jinn can be converted to Islam, or they can be converted to Muslim behavior, Muslim life. So this is hope for the jinn. Authority, family, khalifa. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. So Khalifa, every man is responsible for authority. So the most serious thing that we were denied was the freedom to have our own mind, our own family, our own community. We were denied the authority that God created for every human being. Every human being is created to aspire for leadership. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. I am making one to be responsible for authority. This is what a Khalifa is. So he is responsible for authority. So authority is a divine trust. Authority is always God. Authority always belongs to God. I hope you understand this. It is a principle, a philosophical statement. You are a parent. That's your children. Have them do the right thing. Correct them when they are wrong. Exercise authority, but understand that the authority is always God, and you are really acting in an office given to you by God. So you are trusted with authority. So that is the meaning of Khalifa. I'm going to create one. I'm going to trust with authority. And he is going to know that I am the authority, but he will exercise my will. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So children relate to them with respect for human life. So I brought it down to the family because, brothers, we have a much better generation of children coming up. If we relate to them a little bit differently, some of you to them with respect for human life, though it is not a man yet, they will be a man in the boy if he lives. So respect him as one who is going into adult responsibility. Never look at him just as a child. Look at him as a child who is growing into adult responsibility, who is going to be having the same responsibility that you have to raise children. So if we keep that respect, then they will feel when you come from the right thing. So when your actions are coming from the right motive, the child feels it. He knows it. Don't come from that strong arm thing, the powerful thing where you're going to crack somebody's head. Come from love. I love this child. I have to keep him straight. And if I don't, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold me responsible. Now you are situated right. So the mud interfering with the vision keeping you from seeing until you become completely free of the old mind and vision, and it is not there anymore. In time, you will forget it and it will not be important to you at all. To get rid of that and have it not influence your life, that is what it is for. And then you are going to grow in patience. And with not being able to see in the rational world, the importance is not going to make you so sentimental, saying, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our Savior. If it was not for our Savior, I know I wouldn't have made it. I wouldn't be here. Our Savior gave us a new life. He saved my family. Yes, he did. See, that keeps the mud on your eyes, which you start seeing. What is my Savior talking about? No, the mud starts drying up. Thank you very much. Peace. And let us keep to the way we know that God has put a new life in this plant for those who have survived the mud, and they are no more moot mud. They are Muhammad. The Quran Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. Now, let us put it in our language. What is this Ummah? What is special about this Ummah that God said he evolved? It is not Ummah that is instantly made in a factory someplace or on somebody's desk doing research or something. No. This is the best community evolved. It has been coming forth for thousands of years, for more than thousands of years, for thousands of generations. It has been coming forth, even when the man was nothing but a sperm, before life was even a sperm. But the presence of life was in the earth. It was not a sperm yet. This community was coming, evolving nature and nature properties given by the God who made nature. It is evolving. It evolved during the time of the first generation, during the time of the first man who tried to stand up erect and tried to be human and tried to ask his family to be human and wanted his neighbors to be human by each other. Way back there, millions of years ago, it was evolving. And now God has revealed it to you so you can take the responsibility in your own hands and establish this nation, this community life that is inherent, that is evolving with human life over a long period of time. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, I am making man, let us make man. Pardon me. Allah said, I am making man, not let us make man. So Khalifa refers to the individual. Khalifa refers to the government rulership. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he is making a Khalifa, he said to the angels in me, surely I am making. He did not say, let us make man. No, in the Quran. This is in the Bible. He said in Quranic Arabic, inna ja'alun fil adik khalasik khalasik. Inna ja'alun sur'ati khalifatin, translated, surely I am making or forming upon the earth a khalifa. So this is not an individual person. It is a social order that will be trusted to human intelligence and human decency. So when God said that the angels were frightened, they said, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you know. You know it, certainly these human beings. They have limits. They have human limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them because my word appears to the best that is in my creation. And it is going to draw out of the best that is in them. Satan fears God tells man to disbelieve. Iblis was a jinn. Jinn and man created to worship Allah. So Satan seemed that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, none will be spared but your special ones that you choose, meaning I am going to mess them up. The majority of them, I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to bring out their weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. This is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Someone might say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the Lord of Satan. Wasn't Satan a jinn before he rebelled? And aren't the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord? I speak to you this way because I have been challenged by some of you. You won't do it until there is no witnesses around. You make sure there is no witnesses around, but you begin, you because you don't want to ever have the answer to the believers. So you wait until nobody is around and you have me all by myself. Then you start challenging what I said and try to show me that you know more or better. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time. In the open, you don't have to wait until you get me in secrecy. I'm ready to face my shortcomings before all of the people. I'd rather be corrected than to keep going wrong. Don't worry about the security. I will tell them I invited the brother to do this. Angel, the Quran, Surah 2, Ayat 30, I am making a khalifa in the earth. Allah showed the angel Gabriel the world before and after Satan influenced it. They are related, and what he looked at that was good was the world before man's influence, before man's indulged the world, before his imprint was made on it. So it is the natural world, what they call pristine nature, the original virgin nature, before man touched it or interfered with it. That was designed by God to support man having a good life and to motivate man in the best direction. But Satan promised to discoordinate it with allurement, with temptation, things to tempt man. That is what God showed the angels on the second scene, that he showed him. That is what he saw. He saw the world after Satan had influenced man's work and the world to make it excite intentions for bad as well as for good. And when he saw the subtlety of Satan and his influence on man's world, he said, how can anybody go straight in such a world? And that is true. It is very difficult. You see it now? If you are not already saved by the church, some faith or some religion, most likely you are going to be destroyed by this world. And usually it is yourself destroying yourself. You do the things that destroy yourself. When Satan said to God, I am better than him, you made him look vain. It means the earth, the topsoil, that bears good topsoil, that is rich to grow things in. They translated mud, and sometimes they say stinky mud or something like that. And you fashion him of mud, and it means the mud has organic matter in it. So it has a smell. You know, the rich farmland has a smell because sometimes manure is in it to make it rich. So he said, you made me of levain or rich topsoil, and made to bear plant life. You fashion him of that, and there is decay matter in that. It is to enrich the plant life. So what is it actually saying? It is saying that you are going to take an ordinary common person who has filth in his life, and you say you are going to give charge the angels are disturbed too. They say this would cause bloodshed, bloodletting, murder, and whatever. They saw it leading to that. The angels was coming from their nature to want only good. Satan was coming from his nature to want to be boss. So the only thing was that he was not addressing their consequences. He did not give a care about that. The bad consequences only to identify with that you are going to recognize this little dude over me. What in the world is going on here? Now, he was not talking to God directly. He is talking to what the innocent nature of man was expressing, and he was hearing it. So when he responded to this thing in the human being is saying, are you saying that God wants this? So he was addressing that coming from a pure human soul, him addressing that which God takes over, because God puts that back in the innocent soul. Allah, two hands, symbolic of the natural world and revelation. And this is God's work in that into innocent soul that you are looking at. So God then takes the position that I answer you directly. This human creature maybe cannot answer, not like God can. So God says, what is wrong with you that you will not make subject to this that I made with my two hands? I made you with one hand. Now, what is wrong with you? That you do not accept this that I am making with my two hands, both the natural world and revelation. Those are the two controls of God. So I'm making him with my two controls. So what is wrong with you that you do not make subject to him? You are a jinn. I made you too. Worship me too. So what happened? The ego got too big for you. So it is beautiful. And you know, isn't that where the best of the people come from? They come from common people working, suffering, and struggling and trying to have their crops and whatever to support their life, their family, and their community. And not always more, I would say, purify or even having an ethnic interest to establish ethics. No. But they had a nature to follow the best of their moral nature. So they were smelly, common people, poor people smelling of musty and smelling of cow dung, right? The Quran Surah 2 Ayah 30, I am making a man in the earth. Jesus is the second Adam. Adam is on the first heaven. Jesus is on the second heaven. Another thing that is important that to know about Jesus Christ as the Savior is that he is the second Adam. That this is the Bible. In Islam, he is put on the second level. Adam is on the first level. And he is on the second level in the ascent of the spirit or the soul. Adam is not on earth in that ascent. He is in heaven. All of them are in heaven. So you can be on earth where Adam was formed and be buried in the earth, not ascending even up to Adam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the creation with man in the heavens, right? He says to the angels, I am about to create a mortal man and give him charge of the earth. The Quran Surah 2 Ayah 30, I'm making a khalifa in the earth. So when God said to the angels, I am going to put a responsible leader in the earth, a khalifa, a human mortal, the angels were disturbed, and they said, this will cause bloodshed. And God said, wait until I inspired him of my own spirit and imparted my own spirit to him. Then you submit. You accept him. You make obeisance. So they are the angels God is addressing. So what is it God saying with this statement? God is saying, I accept that the humans are going to make trouble on the earth, and humans do make trouble on the earth. They are not perfect beings like an angel to be trusted, to keep the peace and be safe. You can't trust all humans being with that. But some of these humans are going to qualify for my own spirit. I will inspire him from my own spirit, from my own self. God's two hands, the world of natural things and revelation. And when that happened, the angels, you have to submit to my creation, my man as I created. As what is wrong with you that you do not submit to the man who I have made with my two hands, meaning his two control, major controls, the world of natural things. That is one of God's controls and revelation. The man that I made with revelation, I made human with the natural world. They are supported by my natural creation, but I am also making this particular man with my words, with revelation, saying, what is wrong with you, Satan, that you do not accept this man, this creature, this khalifa that I am making with my two controls, metaphorically, my two hands, but it means my two controls. And it means that now in the common language we say, handle him, man. Don't let him handle you. So we thank God. God's words carry spirit and influence. Did I come here to give you a khutbah? Did I come here to convert you to Islam or religion? No. I came here to support us building our community up from the ground. But I know that I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't have had these credits that Imam Afid Muhammad read off to you. I would not be here today. You would not know me if our God had not begun making a man, a special man in the United States of America in the family of African-American people. And I know whatever we are going to do, we can do it much better if we begin by recognizing our reality in this best condition. It is the reality given to us by God's words. So this reality created by God's words, and the word carries spirit. Every word carries spirit or influence. Whatever you say, I can say that already have influenced your mind and also your soul. The word Gant, you heard it. Anything we say, I say trash. It influences your mind and also your soul. How it influences it is a question of where your mind was. The United States blessed and cursed because of leaders. There are some of you around this blessed country. The United States blessed and cursed with bad leaders, blessed because of good leaders making contributions to the building of a special people called the Americans, and cursed because of bad leaders, America the beautiful and America the ugly all mixed in together. Now, I am for the America the beautiful, and I hope that I am a factor in preserving and promoting America the beautiful. Words make people, means language makes people. Believers are Jews, Christians, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, Sabians, etc. I said a long time ago, before I was called the Imam, I think I was still called Chief Minister. Words make people, and it meant language makes people. So the language on the street, if the youngsters accept it, it makes street people. It makes youngsters of the streets. And if he is fortunate to be in a congregation that recognizes the Lord God over all things, then scripture communicated to you make those people. The scripture communicated by those people to their congregation or to each other makes them you, makes them. And you can tell them when you see them, especially a believer. You don't have to be a believer of their religion. Just be a true believer. And you recognize a believer, whether it is Christian, Jew, Buddhist, even Hindu, those outside of the people of the book that we identify with as Muslim, Jews, Christians, and Sabians. Some think it is only Muslim, Jews, and Christians. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says people of the book, he is also talking about Sabians also, and they still exist. I thought they didn't exist anymore, but I found out about 4 or 5 years ago, they are still practicing believers on this planet Earth called Sabians. So when you're around them and you have a chance to converse with them or share in the conversation with them, you feel a believer. And after a while, you forget the religious label, identity, and you are just happy to be with another believer. And you feel good in their company. What does that support? Supporting the belief that I have been focusing for the last 15 minutes. The believer that I am focusing on is that God's word creates the people. Pardon me. That God's word creates the people he wants on this earth. Khalifa. The Quran, Surah 2, Ayah 30, I am making a Khalifa in the earth. Khalifa, like shepherd, leads from behind. There are two ways to lead somebody in Scripture. You go out ahead of them like Joshua did, or you lead them like a shepherd leads his sheep. The shepherd keeps the sheep before him. He leads from behind. But from behind, he signals that the sheep which direction to stay in or which direction to go in, right? Now, even though he is behind you physically, he is in front of you spiritually. And he has to see where he's directing the sheep to go before the sheep sees. So if he doesn't, he's not the leader. He is not the shepherd. Now, you mentioned, you said something you feel like I know nothing. Well, that is a good disposition to take. That is my disposition. That is the disposition I take. I know nothing. And that is the first position the righteous, wise leaders take. They take the same position, I know nothing. You know, God, we know not. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday. Inshallah, it only means that it pleased God. We thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Maraj Speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. I want to make two comments before we close this evening. This contains books kutibon, books in their corrected form. This is addressing the people of the book, Jews and Christians, and directly and to all people, indirectly because the prophet came to give the message of Islam to all people, but they addressed the people of the book directly. The Quran contains books in its correct form. Would the Arabs have known anything about this? No. The Arabs were not people of the book. So how could they know of this? How could they know about the book being in the correct or even in the incorrect state? They were not people of the book or who received Scripture. So that statement would mean nothing at all to them until it was taught to them. They would have to be taught the revelation, then that statement would mean something to them. But the answer, but any person of the book, any person of the scripture, they would understand what it was saying, what it was talking about. Who are students of Scripture or are acquainted with Scripture, whether the Bible, the Old Testament, the Torah, the Gospel, the Injil, they were acquainted with these books. So when the prophet said this, they would understand, but the Arabs would not, unless the prophet or someone had taught them. They were called in the Quran the Umiyun people. And the Umiyun means that they did not know Scripture, that they were not people who could not read Scripture to read to them. They had not received Scripture. Prophet Muhammad came to a people who had not received Scripture before. That's the Arab people, Imam W.D. Muhammad. Also, a perfect human. I don't like to think that I am created into sin, and I don't like to think that I have to become an angel in order to be perfect. I would like to think that I can be a good human being and make a mistake and tonight and still be perfect. I am a perfect human being. A perfect human being does not mean that I am an angel. It means that I am a perfect, pardon me, it means that I am a perfect human being. And a perfect human being is a well-meaning person that will repent for wrong, that is a perfect human being. And a well-meaning person that will repent for the wrong that he or she has done, that is perfect as I want to be. Imam W.T. Muhammad, we thank you. We thank New Africa, Excellent Murad Speak, for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you, our honorable listening audience. We will continue this next Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Inshallah. It only means if it please God. Thank you very much. And may God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. As I greet you in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. And thank you for listening.